Daf Mem, and we are on Lamatesma Beis. We'll start with the second to last line, Beis Hashem, in a minute, but just first one Ha'ara. We're talking in the past couple of days about how one undoes an avdus, how one is mishachar the eved. Can one be mafkir? Can one be makdish? Does that function? What if somebody, the master, dies? And did the Yarshim have the power to give a shtar shichur or not? Right, that Beis Hashem will come up more on tomorrow's daf as well, today's daf as well. But just one ha'ara. We had a daya that said that if the master frees, just looking the last couple of skinny lines, that if the master is mafkir, so then that kind of ruins what he's able to do. If, and there are, as we have said, based on the Rishonim, there are two kinyanim that every master has in an Eved Kenani. In an Eved Ivri, so that's a separate question, what type of kinyan a master has in an Eved Ivri? A Jew that stole, or a Jew that doesn't have enough money and sells himself. Machru Bezdin, Machru Atzmo. But in Eved Kenani, there are two kinyanim. There's a kinyan Mamon, the Kenani, Eved, works for the master, and the Maisi Adayim go to the master, but there's also a Kinyan Isser, which is a Kinyan in the Mahus, in the status of the Eved, that gives the Eved the status of an Eved Kenani. That is why an Eved Kenani is not a full Jew yet. He's somewhere in the middle. He's Chayv in Mitzvahs Keisha, but he has does not have full Kedushas Yisrael. So those two kinyanim usually go together. And by Ishtar Shichrur, when a man is Meshachrur, his Eved, so then both of them are undone. But what happens if someone separates them? Meaning, what if one is Mafkir, their Eved? So there's no longer a Kinyan Mamon. But does that get rid of the Kinyan Isser? That was the Machlokas we had, whether Tzarech get Shichrur or Ein Tzarech get Shichrur. So we had yesterday the discussion of a question on Rebbe. If you look right in the middle, a little past the middle, we quoted, Omer ani ein lo takana ela b'shtar. They need a shtar. Rebbe says that if a master is makdish the eved, he could pay his way out. So the Gemara answered, that's different. Usually, o b'kesef o b'shtar. Usually he can pay his way out. But here, vahai, but by the case where the master is mafkir, paka le kaspe. The kaspe, the kinyan, mamon, has been paka, has evaporated, and therefore there is no financial responsibility anymore that the Eved has to the master. The only thing left is the kinyan isser, and one can't do that. One can't do that with kasef. And therefore, that's why, according to that opinion, the Eved is stuck, right? Rashi says, paka le kaspe, umeyate in lo takan ela b'shtar, right? The shtar would have to be undo it and not kesef. The Avne Miluim, the Ksos, in Simen Chavtes, says, I think this line is related to a machlokes achronim. We haven't mentioned this in a very long time, but it's a crucial machlokes achronim to be aware of. And that is at the beginning of Choshe Mishpat Simen Kuftzadi. We know that Kinyan Kesef is one of the Kinyanim that function in many areas. Does it function by metaltalin? That's the question of Moos Konos or Ein Moos Konos. But does it work for Karka? Kesef, Shtar, Chazaka. How do I buy Karka? How does Kinyan Kesef work? That's the Shaila that is asked by the Achronim. Let's say I'm buying a piece of land for 500, and I give you 10. Kinyan Kesef. So that works, and I own the land already. Why? Why do I own the land already? So the way the Sma says at the beginning of Simen Kuftzadi is that this is what's called Tchilas Piraon. Tchilas Piraon. I paid you, and this is the beginning of the later Piraon. That's how Kinyan Kesef works. It's all about the shovi. It's all about the value. I pay you the money that's the item that I'm buying is worth. Right when I start paying you, that's already enough. Why? Not because there's any symbolic idea to the Kinyan Kesef, but it is the beginning of the payment of the value of the item. Right? The Shulchan Aruch Slashon is, if I buy a Sadeh, Ketzan, Machar Lo Bayis O Sadeh, V'Nasan Lo Kesef Shave Pruta. Right when he pays a shavah pruta, it can't be chozerbo. Why is that? Why is it? So that's the first sma right here in Kuftzadi. Al demei hapiraon v'hashar zokav ala b'milve olo ayav anav gazuzi v'adikitzer v'chulu v'chulu. And he says, Aval ein lomar. He says he knows what the other idea is. Ein lomar delo ayri kan v'kesef shenosim b'shvil shivui hamekach ela shenosim lo pruta. Don't say that this is a symbolic type of payment. Shebipruta zu nishtabdu zelaze. Zel liknos vezel limkar. Vishain echad yocholachzer bo. Dumya de kinyan shtar vachazok of a kinyan sudar. Don't say that kinyan kesef works through a symbolic type of payment and this somehow binds and creates the shibud. Just the kinyan kesef itself. Ze eno. I don't think it's true, says the Sma. Dog, what's the source for Kenyan Kesef? Nilma, mi stay Ephron. The Kesef and Iskar, mi stay Ephron. Hayadimei, Shovi, Hasadeh. So that's the Sma. Shita, Kenyan Kesef works as Shovi, Dimei Piraon, as it's called, and therefore, that's how it works. But he already acknowledges the other Shita. And if you look on the Taz here, the Taz is a very little Taz. He just has one line. He thinks the Sma is wrong. It's known as the Machlokas between the Taz and the Sma. The Taz here says, Lo Evanti Dvarav. I know what he's talking about. He says, what's my raya? Kinyan kesef by kiddushin. What, that's dmei piraon for the woman? The woman has no value. So how does kesef work there? Obviously it's symbolic. Obviously it's somehow meant to create something. Vizeh pashut, he says, v'od gabi kinyan isha, b'kesef, nilman me Ephron, that's also learned from Ephron. Vizeh pashut, debe isha, kona osa derech nesina l'chud, lo betara shivui, mashehu shaveh. So that's the machlokes between the Taz and the Sma. How do we look at Kinyan Kesef? My Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig once pointed out also, again, might be the other Achronim too, we even say the difference between when you use money to buy metaltalin, the Gemara uses a different word, ma'os konos versus Kinyan Kesef. You might even get a different impression, ma'os konos, that sounds like the Sma. Kinyan Kesef sounds like the Taz, right? It could be just in that language. What does all this have to do with us? The Avnei Miluin thinks that it has to do that our Gemara sounds like the Taz. Because if it was the Sma, I'm sorry, sounds like the Sma, not the Taz. Why? Because what does our Gemara say? Once there's no financial obligation from the Eved to the Master, so then there's no way out. He can't pay his way out of the relationship. He has to give a shtar. What do you mean? If Kinyan Kesef is all symbolic anyway, and it's not Shovi, so why wouldn't it work? Even if the master was mafkir already, why would you say, like our Gemara says, my paka le kaspe? Why would you say that? But if you're paying Shovi, then you understand that. That it is no, there's no value left that he owes him. But if it's all symbolic anyway, then why is it so difficult? That's what he says, the Avnei Miluim says, I think this is a raya to the Sma. V'ilafi das ataz, t'isha niknes eno v'kesef shivu, yela v'kesef kinyin, that's what he calls it, imke nisiyashin mifloni avdi, need the pagale kaspe likni v'kesef, kamo b'isha. V'lacheinira ikar k'divri asma, t'kesef shakona eno hecha denosin l'piron, ol t'chilas piron v'zehu t'kona. That's what he brings a raya. And all the later Achronim, the Stipler and others, defend how the Taz would read the Gemara. You might say, Kinyan Kesef, it only works where there's a possibility of Shovi. With the possibility of Shovi, then you can use the symbolic Kinyan Kesef. But maybe the Rabbanan didn't institute the symbolic Kinyan where there is no financial case. But I just wanted to mention that important machlokas, Achronim, how to understand Kinyan Kesef, as Hashem, it'll come up often, a lot, in the next Mesech, the Mesech Es Kiddushin. Okay, now let's get to today's daf, and we are on the second to last line, Lamed Tes Lamed Beis. Amar Reb Zeira, Amar Reb Chanina, Amar Reb Ashi, Amar Rebbe. Eved Shenasa Es Bas Chorin Bifnei Rabo. So now we are talking about other ways of being Meshachrer and Eved, or not actually being Meshachrer, reflections that you are already Meshachrer. So what happens, says Rebbe, if an Eved, your Eved gets married, you're at the chuppah, and the Eved is marrying a Bas Chorin, and you don't say a word. So does that tell us anything? Says the Rebbe, yes, Eved just says Bas Chorin b'fnei Rabo, yatzalach eris. The Eved goes free. Why? Not because this act itself is a shichur, but as Rashi says, on top, di'ilav de'shachrorei, lo'avi shavik le'lemitzah v'aschorin. It's what we call a siman, not a siba. It's a reflection of something that happened already. You wouldn't stand idly by and let this Eved get married if he was still your Eved. Not a siba, not that this is causing anything. This is just a reflection of what we think. The Rush here has an extra line in our Gemara. So we want to be able to make the siyum at the end of the Masechta, so we're going to read this line too. So you see on the side, it says, Svarim Achirim, V'lo od, Ela shekofen es rabo, v'kosiv lo rabo shtar shichur. But even though this is true, we take that as a sign that he was Meshachver, but he should write a Shtar Shichur anyway. Why is that? If this is a reflection of the of that he was Meshachver, so the Rosh is gear, has that Gerson, he says it's a Tzarech Midrabanan. We don't want anything, any, you know, machlokes in the future, whether he's free or not. So you know what? Just make him writer star midrabanan. Venerally, the adam asrochina le get shichur mishum shalo yomar ha'adon lo shachartiv va'avdihu. Aval vade anu azlina baser umtina de daita de vade shichurei uvafkina osom imenu mudar aschorin. We go after the umtina that he's free, but, you know, just chumar midrabanan. And he ends up saying, verbi meir alevi lo pirish king. But the Ramah doesn't say this. The Ramah, who's the Ramah? So if you look in the Karban Asana, he quotes the Ramah that's quoted in the Tur, who says, in this case, he's only Mekudeshes Misafik, not Mekudeshes Vadai. Often, the Gemara says Mekudeshes in a case, and there's a Machlokas Rishonim, whether that's Vadai or Safik, in those cases. Somebody says, Almanas Sha'ani Tzadik, right? The Gemara in Kiddushin Memtes. Even if he's a big Rasha, right? So, Mekudeshes, why Shemehira Shuva Bilibo? That about Kedushin Darabana, Kedushin Daraisa. Often we have a Gemara that says Mekudeshes, and we're not sure. So that is the Karban Asanal here, quotes this Tur in the name of the Ramah, that the Rosh already says, that it is only a Chumr. We're not sure. So you have to give a get Shechur Me'ikir Hadin, according to that Girsa. So it's Machlokes within the other Girsa. So, is it, would it be Tikkun HaOlam? It could be. It could be just decided we don't want the Evet to be able to run into problems in the future. So Rav Ashi Amar Rebbe says that this Evet that gets married in front of his master is free. Amale Rav Yochanan, Kol Kach Ish Biyadcha. Why? You have such a powerful statement of Rebbe in your hands? Right? I don't think so. Anishoneh, I have the following, Brysa. Kosev Shtar Erisin L'Shifcha. So, if a man writes a Shtar Erisin to his Shifcha, right, meaning a Shtar that says, Hari Amukudeshesli, we know Kesef Shtar and Bia, the three ways to get married. If he writes a Shtar Erisin to his Shifcha, Rabbi Meir Omer, Mikudeshes, Vachachamim Omer, Eina Mikudeshes. So the Chum say, Eina Mikudeshes. So, there's nothing better than the man himself marrying her. So if the Rabbanan say the man himself is not Mekudeshes, so surely in the case where he's just standing on the side, so Rabbi Yochanan argues, Rabbi Yochanan says, how could you say that? So answers the Gemara, Kita'ama Rabba Barav Shela, Kisharabo Hiniach Lo Tfilin. Just like Rabba Barav Shela says in a different context, which Beis Hashem will get to soon, the case is where if a master puts Tfilin on the Eved, that's where that shows something. So, Hachanami, Kisharabo, Heisio, Isha. The case here is where the Rav is arranged the marriage. He's not just standing on the side either, but you know why it works in the case of Rebbe? Because he was the Shadchan. If he was the Shadchan, that's why we for sure assume that he wouldn't be doing this and setting his Eved up if he wouldn't have been married, actually. So says the Gemara, wait a minute. So then what if he actually is marrying her? Umi gamidi, since when do you have anything? De la avde, lo mevele isura, ve'i avde isura. So you're telling me that there's such a raya that he's going to stand on the side. If he arranged the marriage, that for sure shows that an eved is free. And what if he marries the shifcha herself? Shouldn't that be a kal v'chomer? Since when do you have that if he does something for the eved, then you assume it happened, but if he does it himself, then you would say it does not work. So says the Gemara, you're right. We have to come up with another suggestion. There's an important comment over there, but let's first do the answer. Amar Rachman by Yitzchak, Chacham by Askinan. You're right. The case that is under discussion in the case of Shtar Erisin is as follows. De Amar Lot Si'ibo v'hiskachibo. This is not a better reflection of marriage. So that's the discussion of Rebbe earlier. But here, the master gives the shifcha a shtar that says Hari Abukudashasli. So the machlokas is, does that also mean, can that also be used as, you are able to be mukudeshes to me, meaning I'm freeing you, and be married to me? How do you look at that shtar? He says right here, tsi'ibo, meaning the master is acknowledging that he was not meshakra her beforehand. And he says, Tsi'ibo viskachibo, Rabbi Meir Savar, Yesh Beloshen Azel Loshen Shechur. In here could also be understood a Loshen Shechur. Right, Rashi says right here, V'achi ka'amar, Heve re'uyo lehiskadesh libo viskachibo. Be ro'ui to be married to me, and be married to me. For Rabbanan Savar, Ein Beloshen Azel Loshen Shechur. No, Rabbanan say, no, this is a Loshen of marriage, not Shechur, so you're not married. Right, you have to be Meshachur before one gets before one gets married. Period. Stop there for a couple of minutes. A number of important points that are discussed on these lines. Number one, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, interesting on the question, says, what, you never have something that, what's the Gemara saying? Oh, if he's doing it, it's for sure going to be a reflection of Shichrur. We have a concept in the Gemara of Ein Adam Choti Velo Lo. Somebody's not going to cause Saras for somebody else, cause an Aver for somebody else, but they might have their Yetzirah that overpowers them. And they can't control themselves, because they're getting Hana from the Aveira. I'm not going to, let's say, Lifnei Iver you, I'm not going to make you do an Aveira if I'm not getting any benefit from it. But I might do an Aveira if I'm getting benefit from Yetzirah here too. What's the Kasha? Right? I could get benefit from this Aveira. So the Rabbi Yaakov Emden here says, here you have a mutter way to do it. So you're right, usually you have a Yetzirah, I can't overcome my Yetzirah. But here, I could just be Meshachrer her and marry her. So you wouldn't say that. That's why the Gemara has that in the back of their minds. That's why the Kal Vachomer here still works. It's also interesting, what's the Isser that's being done here? Avad Isura. You might have read this Gemara as marrying, meaning continuing to be married. But if you take the Gemara literally, the Menachas Chinuch points this out, this Gemara might be a riot to those Rishonim, Machlokas Rishonim, that it's even Usser to be Makadesh Chayvei Lavin. Not just to live with Chayvei Lavin. Right, we discussed this at length in the Mitzvah Shir, the Sefer Mitzvah Shirim, and the Sefer Chinuch. It's on the archives, on the OU website, a Shir, a Mitzvah. And we discussed there, the Sefer Chinuch might even be Mechalik between different people. If a Kohen marries a Grusha but never lives with her, does he violate? If he's Mekadesh a Grusha, Kohen Gadol and Almana, a man and a Mamzeres. There's a big discussion. Is there just an Isser Lo Yikach? Right? By Gaber, by Kohanim, it might, lo yikach, lo yichalel, it might be different. But the Minchas Chinuch says in Reish Samach Vav, this Gemara sounds like even just the marriage. Because what are we talking about here? We're talking about Erisin. And the language of the Gemara used is Isura. De la'av the lo mevele Isura of you, avad Isura. You might say that means in the future, once they keep living together. But if you take it literally, it could be a raya to those Shitos that even just being Makadesh, right? If somebody tries to be Makadesh, their sister, they haven't done anything, right? That for sure is not an Avera, because it's Chayvei Krisos, nothing has happened. Chayvei Lavin, which we paskin, there is Tvisas Kiddushin, that's where the Shaila gets off the ground. You might have accomplished something in Halacha, so it might be Usser as well. And then finally, the last point to mention is the question of Tosfos. Tosfos, for some reason, does not ask it here, but asks it in Yevamos on Daf Mem Zayin. Tosfos asks, we know the process of Eved Meshuchrar, and Eved Kenani, is they go to the mikvah once when they go from non-Jew to Eved Kenani. They go to the mikvah again when they go from Eved Kenani to becoming a Jew. Right, that's the discussion in Meseches Yevamos in the fourth parak. That's where all the Avdos and Geiros halachas are. So asks Tosfos, how is it possible for this woman who starts off as a shivcha and gets this shtar erisin, be meshuchreres and be married to me? Doesn't she have to go to the mikvah again? How does she become free and then be married? It's a bomb kasha, right? How does that? It's a very strong question. How does that work in the case of the Gemara? He says, "Bekulish ma'isin mashma de eved boy tfila." This is Tosfos Mem Zayin Mabez in Yevamos. Bekulish ma'isin mashma de eved nami boy tfila kishem ishtachrer velo sagi le betfila kamaisa vikasha de bahasholei achamrinon hakotiv shtei erusin l'shevchasov amar latzibo viskashibo mashma de bekudesh es avakav de lo tavla. Tosva says, "V'yesh lomar da'iri kagosha tavla mikodem l'shem shichur shatvila shel shichur kodemes leget k'demashma l'kamon tiktaniu matvila l'shem shichur u'mashachro mutar b'miyad." Says Tosva, the tvila could be before the shtar shichur chiddush gadol. Right, she goes to the mikvah while she's still a shifcha fully. She hasn't gotten the shtar yet. That's what Tosfos says. You have to say here. You have to say that she went to the mikvah beforehand. That is that. If you look at the Nemuki Yosef, the Nemuki Yosef says the second tefillah is only Sorach Midrabanan. Sorach Midrabanan, meaning Midaraisa, right? When the Eved goes from non-Jew to Eved Kanani, he's really on a Daraisa level. That tefillah works to make him a full Jew. But, you know, Masha Enkein, you would, and that's why, according to him, the Tosfos question, when he get off the ground, on a Daraisa level, she is still free. Reb Chaim has a problem with the Rambam. Because the Rambam clearly holds, he points out, that the second tefillah is required midoraisa. See, as Tosis is kasha, and Reb Chaim is very uncomfortable with saying that the tefillah happened beforehand. Tefillah happened before while she's still a shivcha? No, I don't think so. Right? I think it has to happen. Right? The Gemara talks about, even by a regular ger, right? What happens first? Mila and tevila. What happens first there? So that's a similar discussion there, whether there's the order is ma'akev. So Reb Chaim asks, in Hilchas Isuri B, Perek Yud Gimel, he has Tosis's problem. To me'acher de b'shas tefila, hari od lo chala hagerus, according to Tosis, kiva davi od kodem shichur, me'mela lo shayach sheteni al la'acher ha-shichur, de'ein gerus ele b'shaita, u'bal karchach da tefila tzrichalios davka la'acher ha-shichur. I don't understand Tosis' suggestion. It has to be afterwards. So he has to come up with another lumdish answer of, you know, how is it possible that this would work? So he's b'chai between different types of halachas. Types of halachas that are because he's not Jewish, or types of halachas because he's an eved. He suggests that the reason that the eved cannot get married now is not because he's not Jewish yet. It's just because he's an eved. After all, a non-Jew could get married. A non-Jew marrying a non-Jew. We recognize that in halacha. There is a concept of chasnus, what's Gili Arayis, right? It's one of the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach. There has to be a concept, not just the relatives. There's a concept of Gili Arayis, of Eishes Ish, for a non-Jew. So we recognize chasnus when it comes to non-Jew with non-Jew. We recognize yichus with non-Jew and non-Jew, right? A father and a son. But an Eved ain't lo yachayis. An Eved has the problem. So Reb Chaim suggests the original tefillah. You're right, you need the second tefillah to become a Jew, fully, but for Kedushas Yisrael. But the first tefillah already just was good enough to make him into an Eved, and once you remove, through the Shichur, the status of Eved, that's enough for Erisin, even though you're not a full Jew. Unbelievable. And he's mechalev between different types of halachas. That's Hilchas Yisrael Biyah, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Yud Beis. At length, but just wanted to mention that. Okay, so a couple of important points here. As we mentioned, is there an Isser? Is there an Aveira even just for the Kiddushin? What do you do with the second Tevilah? And the issue of Ein Adam Choti V'lo, person could get a Hadna and do an Aveira, but that's not here, because there would be a mutter way of doing it. Okay, weiter. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Evet Shiniach Tefillin Lifnei Rabo. So this is what tefillin comes up in this Masechta. Ksubis is Shas Katan, and Gittin is mostly Gittin. But there are other topics that come up throughout the Masechta, as here. And there are some Rishonim that only appear here in Gittin, that don't appear elsewhere. So here's one of them, as we'll see. Not the only one, but this is one of the places where it appears. So Shuvan Levi says, Evet Yiniach Tefillin Lifnei Rabo, Yatzeh L'Chairus, an Evet that puts tefillin on in front of his Rebbe, that is a free man type of thing to do, so he's Yatzeh L'Chairus. Again, not that act itself is the Shichur, but this reflects that it must be the Evet's free, and he must have b'mishachar him earlier. Says the Gemara, Meisvi, is this really true? We have a Braisa from Ksubis, Lava Himenu Rabo, what if the master borrowed money from the Eved. Osha so rabo apuchapis, or the master made him the apuchapis over his financial issues. Oshi niach tfilin bifne rabo, or he put on tfilin. Osha karshal shapsukim besakneses bifne rabo, or he got an ali in shul. Ready, read three psukim. Hareiz de lo yotze lecherus. So the Brisa says he's not yotze lecherus. Right, and one of them on the list is here, is he niach tfilin lepne rabo. Stira with Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Answer, Barav Shila, kisharabo he niach lo tfilin. As you mentioned earlier, if he puts on tefillin in shul and the master's on the side, that's not good enough. But if the master puts tefillin on him, that for sure is a siman that he has been meshachar him. Tosfos, this part of this Tosfos appears elsewhere. Part of it is unique here. Gram on echlat tefillin v'lo mishum de lo mevile isura. Don't say when the rabbi puts on tefillin, it's not because the master wouldn't do an avera. It's not an avera for an eved to wear tefillin. Right, says Tosas Beferish. Demivarech aleihen, v'ika bracha levatala. Don't say that is the issue. Don't say that it's the Avera, if the master is putting the tefillin on the Eved, and he's making a bracha with him, that's a bracha levatala. Says Tosfos, not true. That is not what's going on here. Tehasuka lula v'shofar, v'kama mitzvah zasei shanashim v'varchos. There it is. Right? Tosfos Hashita, all over Shas, is that women can make brachos on zman gramas, even though they're not obligated. Even though the word says, the bracha is vitzivanu, But the Achronim explain, Rav Tzivanu is in a larger context. We Jews are commanded. The men are commanded, and therefore we're also doing it. So we could say Vitzivanu. So Tosas here says, not only by Isha, but also by Eved. That's not Mefurish in the all the Baalei Tosfos. But not all Rishonim agree to that. Some are machalic between Isha and Eved. And Isha has full Kedushas Yisrael with a Ptur. So there you might say she's Shayach to say Vitzivanu. And Eved doesn't have full Kedushas Yisrael. And therefore he might not be able to say Vitzivanu. Tosfos is not machalic. Tosfos says both an Isha and an Eved, Lamaisa, are not obligated, and therefore they could say the bracha, even though it's Vitzivanu. So what's the raya here? Tosfos says, don't say the raya is that he's making a bracha, and therefore it's he wouldn't make a bracha levatala for no reason. Ela, Tosfos says, Mishum de'ein avadim regilim betvilin, vilav de'shachrei lavi manachlei. No, it just means avadim don't. Not that they can't, but they don't. And therefore, if somebody's wearing tefillin, and not only that, but he's having tefillin put on by his master, so then we say that it must be that the master has freed him. So that's an important tosis. As we know, the Rambam argues, the Rambam says explicitly in Hilchas Sisses, and he discusses this in Hilchas Lulav, that's where the Reposkim also discuss it, women, according to the Rambam, cannot make brachas on mitzvah aseh shazman grama. They cannot. If they're not obligated in the mitzvah, you can't say the words Vesivanu. Who cares that the men are obligated, but the women are not obligated? So how can you say Vesivanu? And this is the Machlokas between the Chabad and the Ramah, and Ashkenazim and Sephardim. Adayim Azeh, Ravad Yosef is very strong that Sephardic women cannot say brachas. They can't say brachas kriyashma. Right? Anytime you can't say Vitzivanu, that this, it's not the same Machlokas. There's another Machlokas in the Rambam and Tosfos about making brachas on a minhag. It's just like Halal on Rosh Chodesh. It just happens to work out the same on both sides. Meaning the Rambam and Sephardic custom is not to make a bracha on Minhagim and not to make a bracha on Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama. And Ashkenazim, both Baalei Tosfos in both places, they have a more flexible definition in both cases, and therefore you can say Vitzivanu on a Minhag, and you can say Vitzivanu on Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama. So that's an important Tosfos to be aware of. Rashi here says, why are Tefillin's Man Grama? So that's also a discussion in Erevin. And in Menachas, why is Tefillin Zman Grama? So Rashi here says, because of Laila. Laila is Lav Zman Tefillinu. That's actually a discussion in the Gemara, whether it's a Laila or Shabbos and Yontif. Right? Laila might just be, we don't wear Tefillin because we're worried, Gzeira, we might not keep our bodies clean. Shema Yafiach Behen. But that doesn't mean fundamentally that night is not Zman Tefillin. Right? Many poskim say the reason that it's a women, it's Zman Grama, is because of Shabbos and Yontif. Shabbos and Yontif are not Zman Tefillin. Why? As we know, the Gemara, the Poskim explain that Shabbos and Yontif are also called Osos. Osi ben Ivenechem. And there are three Osos that we have in Halacha. We have the Os of Shabbos, the Os of Mila, and the Os of Tefillin. And we always need two Osos, Apishnei Edim Yakum Davar. We always need two witnesses, and therefore during the week we have Mila and Tefillin. If we would wear Tefillin on Shabbos, that would be Mezalzel in the Os of Shabbos. And that is why we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. The Radvaz and other Achronim discuss what if somebody's in Arel, they can't get Bris Mila, do they wear tefillin on Shabbos? We assume even in that case, they probably do not wear tefillin because it was never Mesukan to wear tefillin on Shabbos. We Paskin, the Shulchan Aruch says, not only is it put a ptur on Shabbos, but it's usur. It's usur to wear tefillin on Shabbos. Right? That is the Shulchan Aruch in Simel Amud Aleph, where he discusses all the days that one doesn't wear tefillin. B'Shabbos, v'yantif, usur l'anei tefillin. This is Kabbalistically. Kabbalistically, the Zohar says it's usur. M'bnei shim atzmam os, v'minichem b'hem os achar, yizilzul l'osha l'hem. What's the controversy? Chalamoed. Chalamoed, is that also os? Shabbos is an os, yantif is an os. What about chalamoed? That's the machlokas also between the Machaber and the Ramah. The Machaber assumes that's the minhag of Eretz Yisrael, the minhag of the Gra, is that chalamoed is also an os. And that's why there was no tefillin. And the Ramah says, no, yesh omrin, that you have to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And the machlokas within that, between the Ramah and the Taz, how should you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed? Those in Chutz La'aretz who have the minhag of wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed, how do they do it? The Ramah says, you make the bracha quietly. Make the bracha quietly. The Taz, quoted here in the Mishnah Berurah, the Taz and other achronim assume that it's better to put him on without a bracha. Many achronim, the Gras says not to wear them at all. So different minhagim about putting on tefillin on HaMoed, but that's the other reason why tefillin would be a Zman Grama. The Shulchan Aruch does say, also related to what Tosfos said, that Nashim Va'avadim shouldn't wear tefillin. The Ramah says, No, women should not wear tefillin, says the Rama. Even though by most mishnayos van Grama, halacha has nothing against it, even encourages a woman to sit in the sukkah, and to shake a lulav, and to hear shofar, and all the mitzvahs that she's pturos from, but they want to do, as long as it's not a bracha. Even Sfaradim have no problem with it. There are mitzvahs that they obviously have to, the afinoy bos ones mitzvahs they have to be involved in, and Shabbos they have to be involved in. But once in a while there is a mitzvah, so I say Zvan Grama, that the poskim say she shouldn't do. Kiddush Levana also. Poskim say the Magen Avraham says she shouldn't. Why? That's a mysterious issue, but that's what the that's one idea. But here too, why? So there are a couple of suggestions given. The most common one given is that we know that men used to wear tefillin all day in the days of the Gemara, but we've knocked that down to the bare minimum because nobody, even Rav Moshe Feinstein, right? We're not on the level of Gufnaki and Mochnaki, right? We're not on the level that we could keep a clean mind and a clean body all day. That's why we knocked it down to the bare minimum. Also, Ketanim. Ketanim used to wear tefillin earlier, like censuses earlier, a couple years before the bar mitzvah. But we knocked it down to a month before, a few months before, the day of, all the different minhagim. We knocked it down. So that's why we only put on tefillin, because there's a risk factor. Men have to wear tefillin, even though there's a risk factor. So we do it the shortest amount of time. But somebody who is not obligated in tefillin, so there's no reason, and halacha says, therefore it's usher to put oneself into a risky situation, because human beings today are not on the level that they were on in the days of the Gemara, Gufnaki and Moachnaki, and that's why the halacha says one shouldn't. And if somebody says, no, I'm going to wear tefillin all day. No. There are some Talmidei Agra in Yerushalayim that wear tefillin all day and a few Yechidei Skula. But generally, the answer is no. We wouldn't allow it because it's not appropriate. And it would be presumptuous to say that I can, right? Even if I'm not, I want to. No, that's not, there are many other areas where I could show my, taiva for Ruchnias. So that's why men don't wear all day. That's why women don't wear, v'chulu. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, again, there's a lot by tefillin. You know, let me just say the Chashuk Yechemen here. It's here, so I'll mention it here. Somebody comes in, it can happen. Somebody comes in to shul, totally unaffiliated, totally nothing to do with Yados, but he comes in at the end of the evening every day because he has to say Kaddish. He has to say Kaddish, one of the Kaddish Jews. And he comes in, and somebody comes over to him and says, really, you should really try to come a little early. He's like, I have no time. I'm a very busy businessman. I have no time. He's like, have a talus, hey, tefillin. He doesn't wear tefillin. He just runs in. He says, you know what? If I'm in my office, I could put on tefillin for 5 minutes and say Kriya Shema. Yeah, I obviously knew. But it's one or the other. It's either Kriya Shema in my office or Kaddish and Shul. Right? That's the choice. So the person says, I'm not sure. What do I do? What should I do? So he asks Rav Zilberstein, who asked his father-in-law, Rav Yashiv. Rav Yashiv said, there's a Dover Pashut. Dover Pashut, you have to put on tefillin and say Kriya Shema. Kaddish is a great thing, but it's a minog. Aliyas Neshama, but if a father has a son putting on tefillin every day, that's Eino Dome. Mitzvah Chiyuvis. Mitzvahs Kriya Shema v'tefillin adifim me'amiris Kaddish. V'yavavi she'kaddish shalo goyim l'kiddush Hashem. Ein lo nekoach lasos cheshbonos. Al vitur mitzvos chiyuvios shal Kriya Shema v'tefillin. He says, unless the person thinks that this guy's coming to shul eventually might impact him, and he'll eventually be mukurav, and eventually be able to do both. He says, then maybe have him come to shul. If he just stays in his office and never comes to shul, there's the lesser of a chance that he's going to become frum. So he says, maybe then you have to know. You have to know from the situation. Interesting question. Okay, we continue. Ki asa, Rav Dimi. I apologize. These lines are just jam-packed. What am I supposed to do? Okay, ki asa, Rav Dimi, I'm Rav Yochanan. Misham, Rav Shas, Misaso. Getting back to our issues. Somebody says at the time that he's about to die, Plonis Shifchasi Ayishtabdu Balachar Mosi. So-and-so should be free. Al Yishtabdu. So he's not saying I'm freeing her. He's saying she shouldn't be Meshubedis. So it sounds like a Hefker. Kofin is a Yarshim, V'kosvim la get Shechur. We force the Yarshim to write a get Shechur because there is no longer a monetary obligation. That Lushin already worked for that. So she's only connected Kinyan Isser, so they have to write a Shtar Shechur. Amru Lefrana, Rebbe Ami, Rebbe Yasi. Rebbe, Iatamode Shebanem Avadim. What does that mean? Fine, she cannot work for the children. But what if she has children? The grandfather didn't say anything about that, or the father didn't say anything about the descendants. So Rav Ami Rav Asi says, no, we don't force the children. One story. Next story. Kiyasa Rav Shmuel by Yehuda Amar Yochanan. Misha Amar Tzas Misaso Plonis Shifchasi Kores Ruach Astali. She gave me a lot of Kores Ruach. Ye Asela Kores Ruach. So do her Kores Ruach. Give her satisfaction. And therefore Rashi says, if her satisfaction is to be freed, you gotta free her. Kofen as a yarshim, also a kores ruach. Same thing. My taima, mitzvah l'kaim divrei ames. So mitzvah l'kaim divrei ames, and therefore in both these cases, we force the children to free. Two interesting comments of Tosfos. Tosfos number one, daf lamed ches. Two blad ago, says Tosfos, we would violate the isser aseh of la'olam hem tavodu just because of the rabbinic principle of mitzvah l'kaim divrei ames? So Tosfos answers, we discussed already then. The Israel Olam Tavodu is somewhat limited, only if it's nothing. So Tosfos there says, if they're not working for her anyway, there's no Aveira of Olam Hem Tavodu. That's only if they're giving you Hana, but if they're not giving you Hana anyway, so then Tosfos says, there's no Isser of La'olam Bohem Ta'avodu. Number one. Number two, Tosfos in Ksubis, on Daf Pei Vav says, you know what you see here from Kofin? Bezin is also Kofin on Mitzvahs D'Rabbanan. Usually the Gemara's examples of Kofin on Mitzvahs Aseh are Mitzvahs Aseh Daraisa, Lulav, and Sukkah. But this example is a Kfiyah on a Mitzvah D'Rabbanan, a Mitzvah L'Kan Divrei Ames. So that's a Ha'ara. Amar Ameimar, Hamafker Avdo Oso Eved Elo Takana. If somebody's Mafker the Eved, then that Eved is stuck. Why? Because the master, the Mammon, has to be step one, according to Ameimar. If there's no Kenyan Mammon anymore, you cannot free, playing with a Kenyan Isser. My time, why the Gemara explains. Guf Elo Kanilei. The Guf is not kani to the master anymore, legabe shibud mamon. Isura hu deika gabe, v'isura lamatzi makni lei. And the isur, it can't be makni to an eved. Right, a meimar holds that a shar shikra has to be gam for the mamon, and gam for the isur. If it's only for the isur, it's not going to work. Omalei ravashi la meimar, v'yomar ulam rabbi yochanan. But didn't we say earlier that somebody's mafkar avdo, they go free? V'rib chiyab arav and amar rav. Echazev echazev, mafkir or makdish, yotzal lecheres v'zorak et shichur. Didn't we say it does work? Answer, amalei, you know what a meimar would say that means? Sarech vein lo takana. They would need it, but you can't. Right? They would just be stuck. That's why a meimar would understand that. That is not the postures of those lines, but that's why a meimar would understand that. Ikadamre, or, amar a meimar, hamafkir abdo v'meis, oso evedein lo takana. Little less of a chiddush here, but it's also a chiddush in its own way. Not mafkar avdo, period, in l'takana. But what if the father dies, the master dies, then he's stuck. Why? My taima. So now we get into Yerusha. Gufo lo kanile, isura hudika gabe, v'isura lebre lo moris. The issue isn't he can't be meshachre, but he can't be morish and isser, a kinyan isser, to his children, and that's why the children cannot be meshachre. Amalei Ravashi lameimar, v'haki yasa rav dimi am Rabbi Yochanan. But didn't we say that it's allowed? We said before in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that it's allowed. So the Gemara answers, the rav dimi ta'usi, that was a mistake. Remember, we the Ravami and Ravasi has to kash on that. Right? So it's a mistake. Amalei, umaitusa, what's the mistake? Delo amr b'lashon shechrer. What, he didn't use that exact lashon to free? He just said, don't be mishabed her after. Ha'amra b'lashon shechrer akanami. What, if you would use the lashon shechrer, it would work? Is that true? Amrle, I know, k'der of Shmuel bar Yehuda svirale. No, I don't like Rav Yehuda Shmuel bar Yehuda, who said before, koras ruach tasula is enough. That enough is enough to allow her to be freed. Okay, different doctrines of lashonos that are used. Ha'u diskarta da'avdi. There was a little kfar, a little village of avadim. Diskarta da'avdi. Rashi says avadim that belonged to Jews and umachrim lo avdei kochavim. And they were sold to avdei kochavim. And then the avdei kochavim died. Ha'u diskarta da'avdi. Dizdavim lo avdei kochavim. Kalu marvasa basroi. Their second masters died. So now what? Also, l'kamei d'ravina, amar lehu, zilu ahaju, abenei marvasa kamoi. Bring it back to the children of the first masters. The first masters, Jews, also had died. Bring it back to them. Yichtavu lehu, gita d'cherusa. They can write a star shechra for you. Go back to the first ones, and that's okay. Amar lehu, rabbanu l'ravina. V'yomar amei marmavka adu v'meis, ozo abenei lo takana. What do you mean? But if the first masters died, don't we say that there's no more shibud? Because meis is like to be mafkir, there's no more shibud mamon, and isser cannot be yarshid by the child. So amalahu, I don't hold that way. Ana karevdimi svirale. I hold like Ravdimi, who said at the beginning that you can, it does work. Amrle deravdimi ta'usahi. Didn't we say, didn't Rav Ami and Ravasi argue on Ravdimi? Amar lehu. He says, my teusa. What were they jumping on? To lo amar b'lashon shichrur. Ha'amar b'lashon shichrur. Achanami. If you use a lashon shichrur, it works. And you know what? I hold that this mafkir is a lashon shichrur. The hilchos Ravina, and that's how we hold. We hold. We don't hold like a meimar. We hold like Ravina that there would be shichrur that is possible. Vayter. Ha'hu avda. All these stories that are related to our sugya. Ha'hu avda de Beit Shrei. There was a servant that belonged to two people, which is going to come up on tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow's daf is the Mishnah. But Chasyeved, Chasyim Chorin, Puruvu, Lasheves, right, that's tomorrow. That's Gittin in my mouth. So, but first we, B'Hashem, are continuing here. Ho'avda de Beitre, Kom Chad Minayim V'Shachre L'Palge. There was an Eved that was belonged to two people, and one of them got up and freed the Eved. So we know what's the halacha. Bezin is going to force the other one to free his Eved. He didn't want to free his Eved. So what did he do? He tried to outsmart the rabbis. Omar Idach, the other one said, Hash to Shami bi Rabbanan. The rabbis are going to hear about this. Umafsi di liminoi. They're going to take my Eved away from me. Azal Akne lebeno katan. He gave the Eved to his 8-year-old. He was mocking the Eved to his 8-year-old. And therefore, what according to Tosfos, as we discussed, Dazachar's Machan is Daraisa. According to the Rishonim that say Dazachar's Machan is only Darabanan, this Gemara is a little difficult. Right? Because if it's only Darabanan, then what's he doing? The Rabbanan can say that he's not Hukne, right? But that's what he did. So what happened? Shalcha Rav Yosef Berei Derava Lekame Derav Papa. Shalach Le, he sent Derav Papa, and Derav Papa says, Shalach Le, Kasher Asa Ken Yase Lo, Gumulo Yashiv Lo Barosho. He wants to mess around, he wants to play around, so we're going to play around with him, based on a pasuk in Ovadia. So, here we go. Anan Kimlon B'Yanuka, we know that this child, the Makarva died to the Gabe Zuzah, he loves money. He loves coins, this child. Right? He loves coins. And therefore, this is what we're going to do, says her papa. Mukmidon le apotropis, we're going to have an apotropis for him. Ume, karkish le zuze, we're going to shake around some money in front of the child. Who's going to? Rashi says, the Eved. Makarkish le avda, we're going to give the Eved money as if to buy himself, in front of the child, the Kasavle, get it to Jerusalem Shmei, and then the child will express his das, and will be able to write a get shechur. What are we talking, a child? Rashi says, we're talking about pe'utos here. Right, the Gemara says elsewhere, later on, we'll get to this on Daf Nun Beis, that a 4-year-old cannot do anything. But if somebody's already an older child who has das, then he's allowed to do business with at least metaltolin. And an eved in this regard could be considered metaltolin. And therefore, his das will reflect real ratzon. Basically, we'll get the child to free the eved. Vatino Xerashi says, mekro mekach memkro memkar bimetaltolin. And therefore here, we can't force the eved, we can't force the child, but this is going to be good enough, and we will be able to get the Eved free. Who exactly is writing the shtar? Who's writing the shtar? So Machlokas Rishonim right here. Rashi sounds like the Katan writes the shtar. That's what it sounds like from Rashi. Rashi says, Dover Mu'ali Nuka V'loitz Tarchu Bezen Lakufu Shehu Yishachvaru Midaito Bishvil Zuzei V'chulu V'chulu. And even though it doesn't work, by Pe'utos it works. Sounds like from Rashi that everything is done by the Katan. If you look in Tosfos quotes the Rashbam, Lo Nehira L'Rabbeinu Shmuel. Right? The Rashbam's arguing on his grandfather here. Pirush HaKuntris. Rashbam says, I don't like what Zaydi says. To Befarish Al Shmei the Katan. To Ein Maisa Katan Klum Latir Bas Chorin. What are you talking about? The Katan's going to be Meshachrer. Kimo Katan Shekana Yevimto Min HaTorah. Dino Nosin Gerash Yagdil. Right, a Katan's actions are not recognized. The Alpha Gav de Peutos Kfar Shiz Kfar Sheva Memkron Memkar Bimetaltolin. And even though, as Rashi quotes, by Peutos Metaltolin, we say it's halachically valid, Hainu Bimamun Dafka, by pure monetary law, the Hefker Bezin, Haya Hefker. But here to be Meshachar and Evan with his Isser involved, I don't think that's going to work. So Rashi, though, says the Katan is the focus. The Rashbam there argues, Rashbam says, no, the Apotropis is going to do it. That's why we have this Apotropis here. Elanir lo lefarish, tekasav legita al shmei, ta Apotropis, says the Rashbam, fourth skinny line. The Alphagav de Ba'am, and even though we're going to learn later on, in general, an Apotropis is not allowed to be motzi avadim lecherus. Right, we're going to have that later on. Hacha, Kivan da asa shaloka hogan, lahaknosa lobinokatan, hifkiru bezdin. Vrasula apuchabas la shacharel. He's playing around, so Bezdin gives him the power. Even though usually an apuchabas doesn't have the power, here we'll give him the power to be mishachar. So you have Rashi, you have the Rashbam, and then finally, the second half of Tosis quotes Rabbeinu Tam. There's a whole family discussion here. The Rashbam's brother, Rabbeinu Tam, also the grandson of Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam of Farish a couple of lines later. I hold like the Rashbam, but it's not Mishum Knas. The Rabbeinu Tam thinks it's Me'ikar Adin. Me'ikar Adin, the apuchabas has these rights. So we will, by Hashem, get back to that issue of the power of the apuchabas. Comes up later on in Daf Nun Beis or so. But this is the story. The Rush writes in a tshuva. It's quoted in the Tur, it's quoted in the Ramah. But the Rush in the tshuva in Klau Ayin Zayin. Ayin Zayin, Ayin Ches, Shivim Vishmona. He writes, there are many times throughout Shas that people try to outsmart the rabbis. And the rabbis could use whatever means in there that they have to be able to undo what the trickster does. In the case of Ha'arama, Umatzinu b'divrei chachamim shebatlu atzas ma'arimim. But he was mevatel, and he quotes all the different cases, including our case here. Umikol ha'alan chazinan, dekol ha'rotza la'ha'arim, la'hafkia takanas chachamim, v'la'asos la'chaveiro tachbula. Anytime you try to outsmart, lichduhu chachamim ba'armam, v'yamdu kenegdo la'hafer itzos la'vatel ma'shavasu ara. Right, they try to make sure that you don't get away with it. It's a little tricky, because sometimes the Gemara uses the lashon of ma'arim. You could do this, and it's okay. The Rabbanan would even advise you. Like if you don't, the Gemara says, if you don't want the chiyuv of trumas ma'aseros to kick in. So bring it in while it's still in the shell, before you do the processing outside. Or the Gemara says in Beitza about being marim on yantif, when you want to trample on something, and in that way you'll process the hide, put it on the floor where people walk. So something, there's a line in the Rush, I think in Masechta Shabbos, where he says, lav kol ha'aramos shavos. He says, you can't compare. Here we're talking about clearly cases of individuals that are trying to circumvent the law. And those ha'aramos obviously are wrong. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, second line. Ho'omer Asisi Ploni Avdi Ben Chorin. So we're still talking about ways of being Meshachrer. Says the Brisa. What if somebody says this Lashon? Asisi, I did already. Asui, he's made a Ben Chorin. Harehu Ben Chorin, Harehu Ben Chorin. In all these cases, it works. He's a Ben Chorin. Because these are all present or past. Esenu Ben Chorin, what if it's a future Lashon? I will make him, or I am making him. What does that mean? Rabbi Omer Kana. Rabbi said that's also a Lashon of Ben Chorin. I am making him a Ben Chorin with this right now. That's how you understand that Lashon. V'cham omer lo Kana. Chum say no. E'esenu means I hereby accept upon myself to do it in the future. But not that he's doing it now. E'esenu Ben Chorin. So lo Kana. V'rab Amr Rabbi Yochanan v'kulu b'shtar. And this is all with a shtar. Rashi has a couple of deis about this. Let's just go with the first one. Rashi says, this is all the language that's written on the shtar. We're talking about, you need a shtar shichur. We had earlier, if you remember, a discussion of when could you ever have dibur that takes the place. We had it by prusbol. Maybe you could have a dibur or prusbol. But here you need a shtar shichur. You could be mafkir, we discussed, but you might need a shtar shichur anyway. So Rashi says, we're talking about in the shtar, the lashon that's used. Tana Rabbanan, similarly, Ha'omer Nasati Sade Plonis Laploni. Nisuna Laploni, Harehi Shalo, Harehu Shalo. In all those cases, that Lashon works to give him a Tana. Etnena Laploni, Seimach Lokas, Remeir Amarkana, Vachamamim Lokana. Amar Biochanan, Vachulam Bishtar. That's also talking about the language that's written in the Shtar Matana. Tana Rabbanan, Ha'omer Asisi Ploni Avdi Ben Chorin. Somebody says, I freed you. Vahu Omer, Lo Asani. No, you didn't. We say he's free because maybe the master was mezakeh the shtar shichur to somebody else, and therefore the eved's free. Tosva says, even though the lashon is chayshinan, the little Tosva's chayshinan. Tosva says, "Hai chayshinan have vadai, kemo chayshinan shema b'me milan kasu," as we had earlier. So Tosva says it means vadai. He's free. He can marry a free woman. But kasafti v'nasati lo v'hu omer lo kasav li v'lo nasan li. So in the first lashon, he doesn't say he gave it to him. He just says I made him a ben chorin. So you can understand that as giving to somebody else. But if the master says I gave it to you, and he says no, you didn't, hodas baldin kmei edim dami, and therefore he is not free. therefore he is not free, and the master has to free him again, Bezakid demand that. Why do we assume that? Hodas Baldin, what do you mean? The master is also saying Hodas Baldin. Why is it better for the Makabal than for the Nosein? So Tosfos sounds like, because it's easier to remember what you got than what you gave. Right? It's easier to remember. It's clearer. Right? If I give something, if you didn't get it, maybe you didn't get it, maybe you dropped it, maybe. But if I got, I know what I got. Or the Rashba's Lashon is, by the giving, the decisions comes before the actual giving. He decides to divorce, to free, and then he frees. So it could be that he decided, and then he stopped. Getting, there's no decision. It's either yes or no. So that's what the Rashba says, there's a difference. Or the Rash says, he could have sent a shliach to give. So maybe he sent a shliach, and he thought it got there, but it didn't. So that's why all the different suggestions, why we trust the Makabel more. Or similar. Homer nasati sada plonis laploni, vuhomer lo nasan li, chayshina shemazich lo ade acher. Kasavti venasati lo, I gave you a shtar matana, vuhomer lo kasav lo nasan li, odos baldin gemeid him dami. Right, usually odos baldin makes you chayv in something. Here it's being used as, I'm admitting that I never got it. A little different usage. Miochal peros, and who eats peros in the interim, at this time, before he would give another star, Rav Chisda Amar, no sin ochal peros, for Abba Amar, mishal shal and asaperos, you put them in a third party until you know, velo pligi, haba abba habibra. Are we talking about the Makabel or the son of the Makabel? The Makabel himself knows, for sure, what happened. So, if the Makabel says no, then the no sin can still eat peros. But if the children of the Makabel say no, but who knows? Maybe their father did get it, and therefore, in that way, you would just put it with a third party and wait till, you know, things are cleared up, or the person gives another star in order to transfer the status. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we'll start with the next Mishnah, by Hashem, tomorrow. Gittin Mem Aleph. Gittin Mem Aleph, getting into also some major topics, Peruvu, Lasheves, that's tomorrow's daf, the Tosfos, and other inyanim. Okay, we'll stop here.